Hi, this is Carmen Tyler, and you're listening to SLV Podcast with Aaron and Jay.
Hello.
Hello.
And welcome to episode 71.
How you doing? It's good to have you along. This is episode 71 for... What's the date today, Joe?
12th of May.
12th of May. How you all been doing? Hope you've been doing well. We're back the other side of the weekend with two shows on the bounce. It's Monday. It's quite exciting. Hope you guys enjoyed our outdoorsy sort of show, last show. Took a while to get together and do apologise about that. Bit of a thunder and lightning situation going on, wasn't there, Joe?
Yeah, it was fun.
That was not even on the show, which was weird, but there we go. Just proves that the background audio was not live. But there we go. Hey, what can you do? So anyway, moving on.
Moving swiftly on.
Are you well, Joe? Are you well?
I'm well, but my little boy on Sunday hurt his back.
Oh, nightmare.
Yeah.
Which one?
Kieran, the middle one.
Oh, middle one.
Yeah.
Oh, right, okay. Nightmare, how did you do that?
Fell off a chair and sliced his back open on a Thomas the Tank Engine toy.
Owie.
Yeah.
That's gonna sting in the morning.
No, because he seems to be okay. They glued him back together again, quite literally.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
I am glad. Well, wish him well from everybody here, and I'm sure from our listeners as well.
Yeah,
I thought we did.
Well, he's well now, pretty much. I mean, he's got a massive plaster on, and he's got his skin glued.
Okay, skin glued.
Seriously. Yeah. Okay. If you haven't been to the hospital, oops, that's he says smashing stuff in this. If you haven't been to the hospital recently, when instead of giving you stitches, they glue you.
Okay.
Seriously? Have you been to the hospital recently? Yeah, I know. I was amazed. I was like, wow, he's going to need stitches on this.
Yeah.
But he didn't. He just had glue. Bit weird.
Yeah, indeed. I've never come across that before. I didn't have any glue. I had to have stitches when I had my finger issue. When it blew up to, when I was just, way back a couple of years ago. I don't know if you more. I think it was before we even started recording this.
I think this is a very recent thing.
This is... What, me?
No, the glue thing.
Oh, right, okay. I was in the hospital, like, back of 05, early 06, I think it was. And
yeah.
I had to have stitches on my finger, because I had some, like, weird abscess at the top.
Yeah.
And, yeah, weird. Very, very strange. But they hospitalised me for 3 days, because of my finger. I mean, I could walk, I could drive, I could do everything I could normally do. But they hospitalised me. I don't understand why, but here we go.
Move swiftly on.
Yeah, should we? Should we actually get into what we do here?
Yes. What do we do?
Well, I'd like to think we talk about tech, predominantly. More so than anything else in the world.
Yeah.
Yeah. Did you want to kick off or not? Or did you want me to kick off? It's up to you.
I'll kick off.
Okay, go on then. What do you want to start?
I'm kicking off! I'm going to talk very quickly about something that's not on the show notes.
Why do you do
I'm going off the radar
time?
Straight away.
Why do you do this
okay,
every time?
Well, why not?
Okay, right.
I would just like to talk about something that is quite big at the moment. It's Grand Theft Auto 4,
okay,
which you have picked up
uh-huh.
for your PS3,
uh-huh.
and I have also picked up for my Xbox 360.
Right.
And that's, I would just like to say, I like it.
I've got to say I do as well. I've got a couple
it's
of
got
issues.
A lot of baggage going for it, haven't there? It's got sort of politicians and
yeah.
and game reviewers are giving it perfect tens and things like that, and it's like, it's good. Don't get me wrong. Is it a 10 out of 10 game?
I don't think so. But having said that, I mean, I've only done the first sort of 4 missions so far. I've had very, very little opportunity to sit down and really, you know, get into it, as it were.
Get into it, yeah.
Because I've been just...
Yeah, I'm kind of the same. I just haven't had enough time to get into it. But I have done a few more missions than you, I think. I've gone about 20 to 25% of the way through now.
Wow.
I am almost... Well, here's the thing. I'm doing really well on it. I really like it. But I've also played the online stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Which is also very good.
Okay.
Well, it is on the Xbox 360. I'm not quite sure what it's like for the PS3 people.
I haven't even checked it out yet.
It's very, very good, but this is not a 10 out of 10 game.
No.
I'm sorry. In this your is opinion. Just this. In my opinion.
In the opinion of Joe.
In the opinion of Joe.
Hold the phone. Hang on. Hold the phone. Is this a? So I mean, this is definitely a thumbs up.
Oh, this is a two thumbs up.
Right. But it's not a 10 out of 10.
But it's not a 10 out of 10. So what would you give it? Or 100%. That's okay. It's a 9 out of 10 game. We are talking about a classic. It will go down as revolutionary. It is as good a Grand Theft Auto as you could possibly be. But this isn't as revolutionary as Grand Theft Auto 3 was.
Okay.
Now, if you cast your mind back to Grand Theft Auto 3 days,
right?
When Grand Theft Auto 3 came around, there was no 3D driving. You know, there was no world. There was no sandbox games. Now, yeah. the closest thing to Grand Theft Auto 3 had been a game on the PlayStation 1 called Driver 3.
Right.
And
it was the first. Which I didn't love at the time.
Oh, I loved it too. Great game. But when Grand Theft Auto 3 came around, it was a complete revolution. A whole world that you can interact with and do whatever you wanted. Grand Theft Auto 4 is, this is going to sound terrible, but it's more of the same. It's really well polished. I mean, they have taken the knob polisher and polished it to the extreme.
Okay.
I mean, it's everything that I wanted in a Grand Theft Auto, and they've literally done everything that I wanted them to do. They've made the aiming better, they've made the driving better, they've made the whole world open. I mean, I got into a helicopter the other day, and I literally looked at all three islands. I explored. I even went to the Statue of Liberty. I've forgotten what they call it.
The Statue of Happiness.
That's the one, the Statue of Happiness. I went into the Statue of Happiness and I've seen the hidden content. I don't want to spoil it for people, but check it out. It's quite funny as well. There's a plaque right outside the door.
Right.
If you aim at it, it actually says no hidden content here in really fine letters in high def. You're not going to be able to see it if you've got standard def. Sorry, people.
Okay.
But there's a couple of huge issues that I've got to talk about.
Well,
for
I mean,
starters.
For me, just quickly, just before you do crack on. Because I know you've got a couple of things you do want to get off your very hairy chest.
I do, yeah.
For me, just quickly, I mean, one of the first couple of missions, I think, is something called Bull in a China Shop. And I've got a couple of issues with, not with the mission per se, but just with, I mean, you're saying it's like, it's this sandbox game where, you know, it's completely interactive and you can, you know, do whatever you want in it. Well, for me, you can't, because it says you've got to break into or smash a window or something to get like money off the person who runs the shop.
Yes,
I drove
I've
a cab into the door repeatedly, and nothing happened. Do you know what I mean?
Right.
I mean, I couldn't find anything to pick up to throw at a window, so I thought, okay, let's just drive the cab into the window.
Right.
And nothing happened. So for me, a little bit disappointing, but go for it, go on.
Do you know how to get past that mission?
Yeah, I've done it.
Okay, good.
I just punched the glass.
Right. there is meant something you're meant to pick up. That's the tutorial sort of part of the game, and that you're meant to pick up a rock, and there's a specific rock that you have to pick up. You don't have to, because you can just hit it, or knife it, or something like that. But anyway, yeah, it's a simple, I mean, again, it's more of the same for me. I like it, don't get me wrong. Grand Theft Auto, it's very, very good.
Mm.
But it's not a 10 out of 10 game. Now, I do understand people sort of, people have taken this game and have used it in a political fashion to sort of say, this is what's wrong with video games.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't think there's anything in it that is as... I've not seen anything in Grand Theft Auto so far that is as shocking as the way people are making out. The only thing I would say about this is not a game for children, and I do not play it when my children are around, simply because I don't want them to experience the language.
Indeed.
But I think the language and the violence is the... It's the violence isn't very violent. I mean, it's very cartoony.
Right. It does seem very cartoony.
Yeah, and I mean it's a good game, but it's not a great game. I mean,
it's not as bloody as what I was expecting it to be. I mean, this is probably the first proper Grand Theft Auto I've played. I mean, I remember playing the original ones where it was completely 2D, you know, and you had Grand Theft Auto London and stuff, but you couldn't see the actual proper physical violence that was going on.
No,
do you know what I mean? To me, it just doesn't. It's not really sort of lived up to the hype for me, if that makes any sense. Yeah, it's totally. It's not really as sort of bloody or as violent as what I was actually expecting it to be. And for it to be rated as an 18, in my opinion, I think is a little harsh.
No, it's an 18 game. It's just, it's not as bad as people are making out. It's not. You couldn't use this as a political vehicle. It's not as bad as people are saying. I know, yes, you can pick up prostitutes and there is sexual content in the game. This isn't the first game where there's been sexual content, though, so I'm not really bothered by the sexual content in it.
Right.
Particularly in a world that we live in, the internet and people's access to sexual content and to violent content and to there's so much worse out there than this game. This video game is nothing compared to what you can get around nowadays.
From, especially things like was it Manhunter and things like that?
Yeah, Manhunt, same publisher. Yeah. Same publisher. Manhunt and Manhunt 2, they're pretty not particularly Nintendo like games.
Right. Yeah, I mean, can you actually ever see anything like this, I mean, like Grand Theft Auto, going out on the Wii, for example?
No.
I got to say, I can't either. I really can't.
But Manhunt 2 was on the Wii.
I think it would help the Wii.
I don't think the Wii needs any help.
But the thing is, I think it's going to be difficult for it to survive as a console. I think it will, man. It's a novelty factor. It really is.
Okay, but it's we're now over a year out. You know, we're a year into it. The novelty hasn't worn off. The Wii is still outselling the PS3 and the Xbox 360. You combine the sales, you still ain't gonna. The Wii is number one, and it will stay there for a very long time, in my opinion.
Okay. Well, we shall see. I think for me, I think content is king. You know. And I know that's
what you don't think the Wii has enough content.
I don't know. I think.
Speaking of which, WiiWare out today.
Yeah, okay. We should really make mention to that, shouldn't we? I suppose.
Yeah, let's move on swiftly. WiiWare is a new downloadable service where you can download video games direct to your Wii.
Yeah. Now, how much does this cost? Full Wii games.
Cheapest game so far is £6. The actual channel is free.
Right.
But the games cost. Cheapest one £6, and it's ping pong, I think.
When did this actually go live? I can't remember.
Well, now here's the thing. I haven't tested it. Someone told me it was out today. I don't know if it's true. I've heard that it's coming out on the 25th, and it's the 12th today, so I could be wrong. But I went to the channel today, and the channel was completely unavailable, so I couldn't download the shop.
I think WiiWare went live today in the States. I don't actually think it's gone live with us yet. I really don't. I know it's gone live in Japan on I think it was the 25th of March or something.
Yeah.
And I know it went live today in the US, but I don't know about us. I can quickly find out, I suppose.
Yeah, so could I. I could just switch my Wii on.
Oh, well, it'll tell you afterwards, yeah.
Hang on. Isn't it great?
No, this is just us searching for, the correct information for you.
I don't have to search. My TV is right in front of me.
Is it?
Yeah, I'm going to go on the Wii live on the SOE podcast. I think this is the first time I've actually done Wii and... Okay, here we go.
Okay.
I'm going to turn it up so people can hear me going on the shop. Can you hear that?
Well, I can, so I'm sure they can. You gotta love that music. Cool. I gotta say, just quickly, copyright Nintendo 2006.
Absolutely.
Oh dear.
I'm trying again. I don't think this is gonna be available. I think the Wii Shop is down.
Okay, according to official Nintendo magazine, there is no official UK launch date for WiiWare yet.
Ah, but that's because Nintendo don't do launch dates, do they?
Well, I suppose not. But anyway, I think they'd have advised dates, don't they?
We'll see how it goes. Okay. Oh, there is something.
Come on, then. You've got to tell us what you're doing at the same time.
Oh, yeah, sorry. I've got to tell you, haven't I? Nope. No Wii software is available.
No?
No.
Right, so it's not live yet.
Nope, it's not live.
Okay. We'll check back tomorrow, and we'll tell you if it's live tomorrow.
Yeah.
Anyway, should we actually get into news?
Yeah, actual news, yeah.
Yeah, just like,
Okay, so...
In fact, no, let's tell you what we'll do. Because
throw in a promo.
No, yeah, we're gonna let's just take a little break. Let's chill out. Let's relax. And when we come back, we'll get into the news of the day. That's got to be the easiest way to work, isn't it?
Yeah. Hi, this is Cassandra Kubinski from New York City. Thanks for listening to Sex Live and Video.
Love electronic music? Join Sibes to DJ over at SibesToSpace.com for the most awesome beat mixed electronica show. It's just what you need to get your heart pumping, and subscription is free. See? I told you it was awesome.
Hi, this is Carmen Tyler, and you're listening to SLV Podcast with Aaron and Joe.
Drop.io SLV Podcast drop. In here should be a little bit of, you know, just a little bit of listener feedback to some sort of weird extent. But we've had nothing in over the weekend, so come on. Drop something in and we'll play it.
Yeah.
Yes.
Because, damn. I haven't randomly been watching, but I've bookmarked that, and I'm going to add some stuff. I'm gonna put in some exclusive SOE content right there in the Dropbox.
Yeah?
Well,
you've been promising people can download things it, like can't this. They? Yeah, they can, but you've been promising doing stuff like this. This hasn't actually materialised yet, but we shall see.
I know, but I think I will now.
Okay.
Today.
Okay, fair enough.
Moving swiftly on. Anyway, let's very quickly talk about Pioneer flashing out a Blu-ray range.
Right, okay. That's what I'm
you sent me the link.
Yeah, I'm just trying to think. I can't remember what it was. Is this their Elite BDP 05FD, their bonus view Blu-ray disc players?
It is.
It's the 1080p ones, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, these look truly awesome.
They look big.
They do look quite chunky. I've just hit the mic. Yeah. I do apologise. They do look quite chunky, but prices, I think, are pretty good in comparison to a lot of other standalone Blu-ray players. That's why I sort of... I guess I must have bookmarked it properly. In the US, they're going to be around $400 to $500.
Yep, UK and they're price, doubling when they get here.
No, they're not.
Yes, they are. That's what it says here, anyway.
No, they're not. No.
Fair enough.
No. The basic one, by the look of things, is going to be running at about 150 to 200 quid.
Okay.
Which I think is awesome for a full 1080p Blu-ray player. And I think may scare Sony a little bit, because, it's only theirs and really the older generation Blu-ray 1.0 BDP. I think it's a BDP 3000 that we've got in the UK at the moment, properly, you know, out there as part of the Blu-ray range. And this, you know, I think, you know, because it does look quite nice, in my opinion. The remote's pretty nice as well.
Yeah.
It looks pretty, like, it could well have decent usability.
Incidentally, can I just very quickly ask, have you read the story that Blu-ray at versus DVD is seriously losing the battle?
You like trying to support the underdog, don't you? Said this about HD DVD 6 months ago?
I did. No, I said that you could put the Blu-ray discs and the HD DVD discs, you could stick the sale prices together and they wouldn't come to a tenth of how many DVDs are being sold right now.
Okay. Yeah,
it wouldn't come to a hundredth.
No, you're quite
it doesn't true. Represent. It represents less than 1% of the market share. Blu-ray discs aren't selling. DVDs, on the other hand,
still are.
Yeah.
But it's all standard def, and people now are really looking, seriously, the amount of people I talk to now are looking at getting just upscalers in the short term until they can get a Blu-ray recorder.
Hello.
It's unbelievable.
I am one of them. I have not got a Blu-ray player in the house yet, and I don't think I'm going to be getting one.
Okay. Yet.
No, I don't think I'm going to be getting one.
Oh, okay. Does that mean the PS3 is finally off the list?
Well, it's not off the list, because I will not be using my PS3 as a Blu-ray player. Okay. I won't be buying, unless I get given Blu-ray discs, I ain't going to be buying them. To me, I'm happy with the picture quality that I get from an upscaler.
Okay.
And I feel the same way about broadcast high def. I really don't think that it's for me.
No?
Because I'm happy. I've actually got upscaled broadcast.
Right.
I'm happy with it.
Okay.
I think it looks fine. I think it looks as good. Now, and this is going to sound terrible. I think it looks as good as HD.
Okay.
Now, I saw, however, today, a really, really kick-butt picture quality on a Panasonic TV. And now, No, I still don't think I'm going to be getting it.
Okay.
And not unless it drops in price quite significantly.
It becomes...
You're just going to say okay, aren't you?
No. I mean, I've got major issues with what you're saying. I'm just trying to withhold myself a bit. No, I'm just trying to withhold myself a little bit.
No, withhold. Don't withhold. Let leash the beast. Come on, seriously. Tell me what's up with holding off a Blu-ray.
I just think, at the end of the day, what's the point? What's the point in holding off when at the end of... Well, you've got the best games console out there, which includes a Blu-ray player.
Here's the issue I've got with it. If you look at... I'll use Grand Theft Auto as an example.
Go on. Don't tell Grand me the 30-minute install time, yeah?
No, I'm not talking about the 30-minute install. Oh, that's fine. I don't mind that. I'm used to that with my PC. Here's what bugs me a little bit about the PlayStation 3. First of all, I know that the online is free.
Right.
But I wouldn't pay for it if I even if it's free. It's a good job it's free because I just wouldn't pay for that service. I don't think it's as well. Even the Wii, which you know is possibly my favourite console, it's still not. I mean, the online element of it just isn't good. The Wii online is terrible, and the PlayStation 3 online is terrible. The Xbox online is good, and so is the PC. But that's because there's. I mean. Okay, that's the first thing. Also, games on the PlayStation 3 are also available on the Xbox 360, cheaper and generally better.
Ooh.
Okay, now here's my reasoning for it. Hold off a second. If you look at all the GTA, another. I'm going to use it again as the example.
Nice.
It's just recently released. It's the biggest game out there.
Yep.
Loads of forums are complaining about the PS3 version. It's freezing, and
hasn't frozen.
Yours hasn't frozen, but you know what? There's a lot of people out there that have been complaining about it. In fact, I think it's the fixgtafreeze.com. If you go to, I bear with me. I better check that link works. fix
GTA freeze. Was it .com?
Hang on.
Dead air once again.
Oh no, dead air. Sorry, again. What am I going to say? Yeah.
No, it's not. Yeah, it doesn't work.
It's not that. Yeah, I'll tell you where it is. It's it is on YouTube. Type it into Google. Seriously, fix GTA freeze. And yeah, the link doesn't work. Sorry. Okay, I know that there is one out there somewhere, but there is a PS3 issue, and there's also an Xbox 360 issue to a certain extent. I just do not think games are being made for the 360, and they're being ported to PS3.
Okay.
And, okay, yes, it's a good Blu-ray player, but I don't need a Blu-ray player. So it's like, for me, Sony need to pull something out of the box here. They really do, because for me personally, I can't see me buying a PS3 in the near future. I'm so tempted. I'm so tempted to get one, but it's just the price is too high.
Mm.
The games are still not. There's still not enough games for it. I mean, seriously, not enough exclusive games anyway. And the online element has got to be. I mean, when Home comes out, I'm sure I'm going to be blown away, and I'll have to get it. But until that day,
okay. Should we move on?
Quickly, yeah.
We've been talking about GTA this whole episode.
No more GTA.
Okay, right.
iPhones?
Yeah, if you want to go with that.
Okay, iPhones. Not available anymore in the UK and in the US. Now, I'm going to be the first to say it. This story, it isn't BS.
Right.
But I know for a fact that in my local O2 shop, there is a ton of iPhones.
Right, that's because it's little old Wales, mate.
Well, there's more than enough to cater for Wales in my shop alone.
Okay. And I would imagine they're slightly cheaper now.
Well, no. They're not.
Seriously, they're still running out of 260 quid.
£270 and a massive, massive contract cost, which is pretty high.
It's tied into for 18 months as well.
Yep.
Yeah.
Okay, so yeah, I know for a fact that there are iPhones out there. It's just, at the moment, I think Apple and O2 have gotten together and pulled them for the G3. 3G version.
Right.
Have you Sorry?
Have you heard as well? Apparently O2 haven't won the contract to actually dish out the 3G version in the UK.
No, I didn't hear that. That's interesting.
Apparently, and this is sort of like a mini exclusive, I suppose. I'm hearing.
Please tell me it's Vodafone.
I'm hearing it's Vodafone.
Oh, I'm there. I am there. Vodafone. It's my network of choice, and I'm going to be using it.
Okay. 3G iPhone. I think at the end of the day, if they can run out an 8GB and a 16GB version like with the old, as I say, the old iPhone, it's been around for like a year now, pretty much. Then you know they're going to have some big wins. It's a world of opportunity, that is.
Yeah.
Really is. So I think we're done on that one. Let's move on. And let's say that Japanese cigarette machines are going to recognize teens and then tell them to sod off.
I love this story.
Because you are a major anti-smoker, really, aren't you?
I am, yeah.
Yeah, apparently there's this high-tech cigarette machine which is coming out in Japan, and it's going to be there to pretty much stop teens from puffing away into an early grave. I say puffing away into an early grave. Nothing's confirmed yet, you know what I mean? Anyway, a company apparently has developed a camera and facial recognition system for the machines that will literally look for wrinkles, facial sagging, and other signs of aging before letting someone buy cigarettes. Apparently it's okay, according to Gizmodo, for the old to smoke, because apparently they're screwed anyway.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know, this is a good idea, though. I mean, at the end of the day,
Yeah, it is.
If, I mean, because I don't know what the I don't know what the law is in Japan when it comes
20.
To the age of smoking. Is it 20, is it?
Yeah.
Oh, right, okay. Well, I mean, yeah, I mean, at the end of the day, you're going to be a teenager if you want to buy fags, then, aren't you?
Well, is this sort of like a vending machine thing?
I think it is, yeah.
The Japanese have vending machines for everything. I love it. That's the way I do all my shopping.
To serve you. You want a vending machine to say, please
Absolutely.
Enjoy the day.
Do you know what I really love is those Tesco serve-yourself machines where I have to deal with no one.
Okay.
Love it. I can be as quick or as slow as I like.
Just a little, you know, quick tip for you there. If you're into increasing your club card points, make sure you check the box that says I've got green points. Not that I've done that often, but you know, just to put it out there.
Cool.
Because I think it doubles your points for your shop, and it gives you XYZ amount of free points for I think because it thinks you're reusing bags or something. It's all good.
Cool. Yeah, it's all good.
It's all good. That is a good idea. Getting back to the actual story, because I think at the end of the day, if you've got kids, not kids, but if you've got, say, you know, 18-year-olds who smoke, and not smoke, 18-year-olds who go to a pub, and, this machine is just not going to let them smoke.
No, and that's a good thing.
Yeah. Indeed.
Moving on, can I just, I've got one other quick game-related, but this is also movie-related, sort of. I want to just put it out there that I would like people to visit stopuwebol.com.
Okay. Stop.
Now,
what was that?
I sent you the link. Did you get it?
Oh, yeah, okay. Stopuwebol.org.
Yeah, it's pronounced Uwe Boll. Anyway, he is the director behind video games movies. So movies of video games. Movies like House of the Dead.
Right.
Postal.
Okay.
And various others that I think he made also. Not Alone in the Dark. What was that other one? I'm trying to think of the ones that he's done.
I tell you what, you ever think, because there is a reason why, is because what I'm going to do is I'm going to throw in a bit of a music track here. It's going to be, and obviously when we come back, then you'll be able to tell us what it was. It gives you a chance to check it out, maybe, and work it all out. You may recognise this, actually, Joe, and you may, because I think, if I remember rightly, you said you liked it. This is Brother Love, and this, as it is quite apt for the heat we've been having, is one of the most popular songs. It's Summertime.
When I was young, I'm talking about the good times, just you and me. Was all we ever cared about. We had it, we had it.
Brother Love and Summertime. Find them at brotherloverocks.com. Joe, you still with us?
I am.
Awesome. Good stuff. How you doing? So anyway, okay, should we get back to this? What are you laughing for?
Nothing. I thought you were going to ask me what you always ask me at the end of the show.
I'm not going to, because I know you loved it. So stop.
Yeah, I loved
stop
it.
UWeBowl.org. What's it all about, and tell us what the deal is.
Okay, UWeBowl, he makes games. Well, he makes, no, he doesn't make games. He makes films, movies, based on video games.
Right.
Which you'd think would be the coolest job in the world, right? And you'd do the best you could, right?
Right.
This guy, maybe this is the best he can do, but he makes bad movies.
Okay.
Oh, I had the misfortune of watching Alone in the Dark. Now, I'm a big fan of that franchise. Right. I remember playing it on PS2. I absolutely loved it. And the film is so bad. I mean, it's currently sitting at IMDb's bottom 100 in rank 27. And this guy just, it looks like, for some reason, cannot direct movies. In fact, he has two movies in the bottom 100. Anyway, it's just
quite a bad record.
Well, it's...
Do you think we should invite him onto the show to explain himself?
Absolutely.
What's his name? UWeBowl.
UWeBowl, yeah.
UWeBowl. If you're listening, mate, get in touch. SLV podcast. We'd love to have a chat and tell you what a fool you are.
Well, here's the worst bit. He's about to make a movie based on the game Far Cry. Now, Far Cry, if you haven't tried it, is a brilliant game. It's a first-person shooter based on an island. And it uses the Crysis engine. It's a really good video game. I know it's going to be a bad movie. I just know it. Okay. Also, I mean, Blood Rain. I mean, I weren't a big fan of that video game, but House of the Dead. You must have played House of the Dead, Aaron, right?
Yeah, I did.
Sort of shooting at the screen, that sort of thing. It was a sort of light gun game.
Yep.
Made by Sega back in the day.
Well back in the day, wasn't it?
Yeah, well back in the day. He made the movie in 2003.
Right.
And if you want to know where it ranks in the... It's number 15 in the bottom 100 rank of IMDb.
Wow.
Current ranking out of 10. 2.
Okay.
It's bad stuff.
Apparently Blood Rain 2 in the Wild West is what he really wants to do.
Oh dear. So that's a vampire movie in the Wild West.
Okay, so how can we help stop him?
There is a petition you can sign at stopuwebowl.org. He said, he genuinely said this, if a million members sign the petition, he'll stop making the movies.
Okay, and how many people have signed it so far?
So far, we are up to 269,264, so we are a quarter of the way there, people.
Staging uprising. I'm sensing a Facebook group coming on.
I think there is one, actually, but I'm not sure.
Well,
yeah.
If there isn't, then expect one shortly, because I will be creating one.
Yeah.
And, yeah, always to help pimp the show.
Seriously, there is a lot of people on here that want him to stop.
Okay. Awesome. Good stuff.
Moving on. Moving swiftly on.
Couple of other things before we do dash off.
Yep.
Glow-in-the-dark PSP Slims.
Glow-in-the-dark Slims.
Yeah, handy if you like to have a fiddle in the dark. what?
And also play video games.
Yes. Yeah, that's what I meant.
Can you play movies on your PSP nowadays? Let's move swiftly on. I don't know where I'm going with that one.
Let's bring it on back. Apparently the PSP is becoming such a useful multifunctional tool these days, obviously with the advent of its compatibility with remote play with the PS3. It's kind of hard to imagine what you can add on next, but they have gone into it and the next evolution is now a glow in the dark PSP. This one is bright yellow and wow, it's loud. It's in your
face.
It's
a good idea.
Yeah, it's kind of handy, especially if you are in the dark and you don't really want to wake up your bedfellow, as it were.
And again, it's a shame that Sony haven't produced enough quality video games for this platform, because it had the potential.
I think, talking about GTA, GTA Vice City really sort of, you know, showed off what this console can do.
Vice City Stories, yeah.
Sorry, was it Vice City, was it?
Yeah, there's Liberty City Stories, Vice City Stories, and also another one, I can't remember the other one. But there's a few GTA games out there.
Right.
I'd say that's a bad idea for handheld, but, you know, each to his own. At least it's there, and they can do it.
Well, apparently it's going to be available in yellow, pearl, red, blue, green, and pink. Apparently there's no prices available yet, though.
I hope it comes out cheap.
Sorry?
Hello?
Hello.
Yeah, the games that I like for the PSP...
Right.
Loco Roco.
Everybody likes Loco Roco. It's the game to have.
Yeah.
On the PSP.
I
also like Lumneys.
Oh dear, why, Aaron?
I don't know, I just do.
And that's available on Xbox Live Arcade, incidentally, Lumineys or whatever it's called. Yeah, and it's in high def. It looks good as a game. I'm not really a fan, but looks good on the Xbox Live Arcade.
Okay.
I think it was one of the first ones, actually. It's one of the first Xbox Live ports.
Is it?
Yeah. It came out pretty early on in the Xbox Live Arcade lifetime. So.
Okay.
I didn't buy it, but I have bought quite a lot of games on Xbox Live Arcade. I've probably downloaded every single one that's come out. Every single game that's come out. And but I've downloaded the demo anyway.
Right.
But I haven't downloaded them all, obviously, because I haven't bought them all, because that would be crazy. I've only bought about 40 of them.
40?
Yeah. Ooh. There's quite a lot. They've released one a week
every
week since the Xbox came out, so there's quite a lot out there. I mean, Worms, you got to buy Worms.
Have you? Really?
Seriously, I think so.
For me, Worms is best suited to the PlayStation.
Why?
Because it just is. It's a kind of nicer format.
Okay, but online multiplayer?
Right. I know it's not available on... Yeah,
fine. Not available on the PSP?
Fine. Yeah, whatever.
Or on the... Whatever. The online was available on DS, I think.
Was it? Are you sure?
Yeah, not on the original Worms, but there is another one called Worms. I think it's called Open Warfare, and that one does have Wi-Fi enabled stuff. I didn't try it, but I do like the multiplayer DS... Worms, which I did again. I've bought Worms a couple of times. I bought it on PlayStation 1.
Mm-hmm.
I bought it on PlayStation 2.
Okay.
But it wasn't called Worms then, it was called something else. I bought it on the SNES.
Wow.
Back in the day. I bought it on Xbox Live Arcade.
Mm-hmm.
I've also got it on Nintendo DS, but not the Wi-Fi one. I've got the basic one that is just Worms.
Okay.
Yes, I bought quite a lot. You got to buy Worms for Xbox Live Arcade. It's such a cool game. What else did I've also picked up Sonic the Hedgehog, because, you know, retro.
Everyone's got to have Sonic the Hedgehog, isn't they? Yeah.
You got to have Sonic the Hedgehog, yeah. I think, actually, that's available for PlayStation Network as well.
I think it is, yeah.
Yeah, Sega have really hoard that little character out, I'm afraid.
They really have. They've stepped into the consoles and said, please play with him.
This is going to sound terrible. I bought the game just for the achievements.
Did you?
Yeah, and I got all the achievements but one, and that's the 40-minute completion, and that's a speed run of under 40 minutes.
Right.
So you go from level 1 to level 24, I think it is.
Yeah.
You got to do it in under 40 minutes. Now, I know I can do it. I've had like two attempts at it, and I've failed by literally fractions of minutes.
Okay.
So I'm going to have to do that, and I just sit down, dedicate an hour to it, and just sit down and complete that one, so that I know I am the Sonic Master.
Box.
Yeah, exactly right. Oh, Marble Blast Ultra, that's another brilliant game. Sensible World of Soccer, I had to get that.
Oh, wow. Are you talking there almost like Amiga sort of time?
Absolutely. That was what I first played on, Amiga 500, I think. It was one of the first football games I ever played, and I had to get it. What was the other game I just recently... N+. Everybody should check out this game. It's a physics-based flash game. You're a ninja trying to avoid the Pro robots that are trying to get you. It's a really simple game. There's a free version online if you want to check it out. It's called N, and I think we will probably look for it at the show notes. It's completely free on the Flash game, but yeah. The Xbox Live Arcade game is 800 Microsoft points. Yeah, there's an absolute ton of games on like, Xbox Live Arcade that I've just seems to, for some reason, have picked up.
Okay.
The list is pretty big.
I'm trying to think. I mean, you probably let's just bring it on back, shall we? Should we? I mean, because I mean, at the end of the day, we're going to be here for hours. Otherwise,
I know we have all gone over schedule.
We certainly have. I think we should really probably talk about games coming out this week, May 12th through to May 18th, as well. For example, like Myst on DS.
That one's been out a while.
Is it?
I don't think it's coming out this week. Yeah, I was going to pick it up, except I've already got it on PS1.
No, and, these I think are games coming out US side this week. If
not UK,
right. Yeah, that's probably why. No, not UK. This is US because most of our listeners, again, are from the States.
Are Americans?
Indeed, yeah. Howdy, partners, and all that stuff.
that was the most British version of an American accent I've ever heard.
Should we move on? Yeah, okay. So the rest of the bunch coming out this week in the States. ATV Thunder Monster Trucks on the DS.
Oh dear.
Decca Sports for the Wii.
Now that looks good. Badminton.
Wii Ski. For the Wii, obviously. Drone Tactics for the DS.
Yep.
The Castle of... Is it Shikanami 3?
I've got no idea. This is a game that passed me by. Yeah,
Shikigami 3. That's available on the Wii. Ford Off-Road Racing available on the PC. And finally, as it's quite a quiet week, Chronicles of Narnia, Prince Caspian. That's going to be available on multiple formats, 360, DS, PS3 and PS2.
Ah, I've got a quick thing about this one. I know a little bit about this game. This is coming. This is going to be one of the first titles for WiiWare.
Oh, is it?
Yeah, so that might be available now.
Ooh.
For download.
It doesn't actually specify anything to do with the Wii on this Ars Technica page.
Ah.
But you never know, you might be right.
I'm pretty certain that is going to be the first ones that are going to be available through the WiiWare channel, because I'm sure that Nintendo did something, in response to... well, they needed video games, essentially, so they got that game.
Okay.
I'm just wondering if there's any other video games out this week. I'm going to very quickly scan.
I'm not sure. I can't even remember where to go to look at that.
I know that there is a demo. Have you downloaded the demo for Metal Gear Solid 4?
No.
I knew
you were going to say Metal Gear Solid 4 then. I was going to say, no, I'm not really a fan of Metal Gear Solid.
Yeah. I know that there's a demo out for a game called Grid on PS3, on Xbox 360, sorry.
Okay. Well, anyway, I think we should really sort of look to wrap this up now. I'm going to throw in a bit more music, as it is kind of like an extended, long, special episode. Might as well draw it out a little bit longer.
Go for it.
Nice little bit of Bob Marley, bit of reggae for you. To be different. Bit of a show? Ugh. Soul Shakedown Party. A nice little track here that I found over at IOTA PromoNet. Check it out. This is Bob Marley with the Soul Shakedown Party remix.
Oh, no.
From my audio promo notes, that was Bob Marley with Soul Shakedown Party Remix.
You still with us? Great.
That was pretty good, yeah. I think that's pretty much going to do it for us, isn't it?
Yeah. Let's wrap up.
Indeed, yeah, for yet another exciting show. Obviously, you know, if you want to get in contact with us, the blog is at slbpodcast.co.uk. All the contact details there, I'm not going to run through them right now. Unless you want to, Joe? Okay, keeping it simple, that's what I like to hear. This is a monster of a show. 50 minutes. Thank you very much if you've stuck with us, and we shall catch you. Before we dash off, I want to quickly say one thing. Just in case we don't get a chance to do a show tomorrow, go Crystal Palace. Second leg, playoff, semi-final tomorrow night. Currently 2-1 down, but come on, let's get our heads in the game and go for it. That's it from me. my name's been Aaron.
I'm Joe.
And we'll catch you on the flip side, folks. Take care.
Take care.
Do you want your promo to do more for you? Have you got a promo you want to get out there? Want to find a promo? Want to play a promo? Then promotime.podomatic.com is the place for you. What we're trying to create here is a community where you can access any promo you want, and by listening to your promo here, it gives you the opportunity to extend your audience. If you play a promo in your show, let us know, then the owner will be told. And as the owner, it's down to you to thank the player on air, getting you more traffic in the end. Nip on over, take a look. Promotime.podomatic.com. You know it makes sense.